only 65 million people live in the big town, and everyone else lives in a small town, and I'm so happy I listened to Deck and McRae, and we go to Hutchinson, been going to Hutchinson, Kansas the last 2 years, and it's amazing the way you learn how people really are. Because the technologies that affect us here in New York City actually affect people in Alva, Oklahoma, too. And in Hutchinson, Kansas has been the place where the 140 small towns have taken place, and I'm honored, really, to have a chance to co-host an event where Becky does all the work and I get to come. And she's an amazing individual who's also a liquor store owner and has her own farm. She took me out to the farm. Did you get rain? Got rain. I felt really bad when we saw the drought there. And anyway, she's an amazing person. At the 140 Small Town Conference, or maybe not State of Now Small Town, we've had a chance to meet some certain characters. And the next speaker, Becky's introducing, because he's quite a character, and I first saw him live on the Fox Theater stage in Hutchinson. Becky, thank you.
Because he is from a small town in Kansas where he was an art teacher for like 12 years, taught kids art in a small town in Kansas. And now he talks to kids and teachers about changing the entire way that we go about educating. And he has done that just in the past year in Shanghai and in New Zealand and in Toronto. And he's heading to Hong Kong soon and then back to New Zealand. So when I tell you he's an art teacher from a small town in Kansas, do not let that limit your thinking of who Kevin Honeycutt is. He is an amazing person that when we introduce him in small town, we always call him the force of nature, Kevin Honeycutt.
I moved to Tennessee, I was 2 grade levels ahead. All I did was move. They called me the smart Yankee. They said, that Yankee smart. 2 syllables for smart. I don't know how you get a second syllable in it. That Yankee smart. I moved to Pennsylvania, I was 2 grade levels behind. So it all kind of depends on where you're from, right? So I end up in Kansas, and I'm the art teacher in a small town. I'm all the art the kids will get. Capewell, that's it. I'm that. It's a huge responsibility, by the way. You know, we broke into curriculum meetings, I met with myself. There was only one part. I was a detached retina in education. You know, I had no one to talk to. The band teacher has the choir teacher. But art's important, right? In art, every kid's an artist. In band, they're all musicians. In math, they're all what can they be? I had a 15-year-old in Oregon say this to me. We'll take your test. We'll do what you say. Please, God, just let it matter. Broke my freaking heart, man. I just want to do something that matters to these kids, you know? They're not bad kids. They still don't even know who they are yet. But those are my clients. They're tough. I call them the ones who bite. You try to help them, you know? They snarl. You know, you ever treat the meanest kid in the room like the only one you trust? Boy, that's a double-edged sword. This big old kid, huge kid. He's so big, he poops bigger than I am, you know? I've heard all the rumors about him. He slashed the principal's tires. He's a terrible, terrible kid. But I go the other way. I say, Bill, this is a tough class this year. You got my back? Come again. I said, you got my back? Yeah. And they act funny. I'm like, hey, don't you know me? And I just been slave to Bill, right? Bill, he's got my back, but he's got it really loud, you know? Everyone shut up! Honeycutt is trying to teach! It's all you, Mr. H. Thank you, Bill. So I spend my life looking for ways to connect to kids, ways to get them back in the boat when they already fell out. You know what I mean? Ways to hook them. If I can hook them, I can cook them. But how do you do that? So I'm going to tell you a story about me, okay? I was living in Pennsylvania when I got my first guitar. It wasn't this guitar. This is a nice guitar. It was an F Cut K that my dad got at a yard sale for $1 with no strings attached. It had no strings attached. So I played air guitar. I had a fantasy life where I'm like, I'm going to pay you to talk today. It took months to get strings. Finally, birthday at Christmas, I got my first set of strings. I don't know how to tune it, but the old man next door, he tuned it for me, and I traded him some chores for that. Now I got a tuned guitar, I got a loaded weapon, but I don't know how to use it. So I just sit in my room and I practice, put my finger on the guitar. I found that, and I thought it was cool, so I slid that. I was so proud of that, I entered a talent show. 1,700 kids in the audience, and I walk out on stage with my song. I thought I was going to win. I really did. I start in. And the kids are cool at first. They're like, oh, nice start. They don't know that's all I have. And then a half later, they're throwing things at the stage. I'm destroyed. I'm destroyed. I thought it was good. I went home and threw it in the closet and said, never again. Never. I'll never play guitar again. But I couldn't give it up. I was meant to play guitar. I know it. I just was born in the wrong trailer. Mobile homes aren't mobile once the tires go flat. Well, that's a tornado. Think about how you feel living in a dwelling that's third less safe to a ditch or low-lying area, right? Not a lot of security. But I went to the music store and fantasized about songs I would play someday. And, well, Stairway to Heaven, you know, I'm from the trailer park, you have to learn that song, right? So I look at the sheet music, but I can't read the sheet music. It might as well be Sanskrit. But I see above the music, there's these little boxes that look kind of like this. And I figured out it was the frets. And there's these circles that say 1, 2, 3. That's your fingers. I cracked the code. But I couldn't buy the music. I couldn't even afford the music. So I brought my guitar and I set it in the alley between the music store and the hardware store. And I go in and look at one chord at a time. So I look at the first chord, ran out to the alley. Back in, second chord, back to the alley. Third chord, back to the alley. Fourth, the guy said, friends, get out of here! Why? You're stealing our music. No, not yes, you are. You're memorizing. I was kicked out for thought lifting.
Oh, freaking awesome.
That was it. I went home, taught myself guitar. It took years. I'm not good. My wife thinks I'm bad. I want my wife with my guitar. If that's all that ever happens, that's enough. Right? But I teach kids. I teach kids guitar, and I'm not great, but I think your kids started. See, I won't teach her a bunch of theory, I'll teach her 3 chords, and we'll start some blues. I'll teach her E, A, and B7 when she can do 1,000 songs. Then she'll tell me when she wants extra stuff. See, if I make it too hard, if I give her 10,000 scales to start, she's gonna go away. So how do you hook her? Now here's the problem. Most kids get a guitar at some point in their life, but most of them quit. Most kids quit. You know when they quit? Blisters. Most kids aren't very good at blisters. They quit when it starts to hurt, right? Think about that. I'm a guitar teacher. I can see blisters. I know when you got them, and I can soften things up. Are there cognitive blisters between kids and understanding? Kids and math, kids and language acquisition that we can't see? Are there some ways to soften the blisters? Yeah, I can set the action mode and try to make it a little bit easier. But what can you do with all this stuff, the stuff that we have? I make my kid pay rent on his devices. I call it the use lease agreement. I didn't buy it for his infotainment. What can you do with the most powerful tools in human history? See, web 2.0 and networks and devices, they prepare a buffet of learning choices for our kids, and largely, they're eating the napkins. What could they be doing, you know? Raise your hand if you made a mistake in puberty. Anyone? Anyone? I love New York. Could you raise your hand? Yeah! Woo! Claim it! Claim it! Yeah, can I Google those mistakes you made back then? Some of them maybe, huh? And most of them are not Googleable, right? We live in a different world. You could make mistakes. It took like a week to ruin your life. You had to work at it. Raise your hand if you think with one click a person can alter the course of their life. Of course, that's what we're here about, right? For good or bad, right? I expect my kid to be in the pool. He's going to do it. I blew it. He's going to blow it. I just want to make sure I'm there beside him. You know, not throwing them out there to a world I don't even understand. And educators can't do that. And here's the problem. Kids come to us with devices. By the way, this is my little case. I can get away with texting on the phone a little bit longer on the plane because I think I'm reading a little Bible in them. So I got to pay attention to what my kid does. I got to be where he is. I can't amputate his digital limbs when he comes went to school. Raise your hand if it's true that if you lost your device or mobile phone, you would lose utterly important information. Raise your hand if it made you nervous to think about it. Then your brain has done an interesting thing. Your neocortex used to warehouse everything you knew. How many phone numbers do you know now? We have outsourced the warehousing of data to devices and networks in the cloud. We can't amputate kids' digital limbs. They're going to spend the rest of their lives either succeeding or failing by their use of these things. We can't take them at the door. And there's brave schools all over the world with bring your own device policies. They are doing things right now. But they are suspect because they're trying it first. The leading edge is the bleeding edge. I love those crazy pioneers. Thank God for the educational pioneers. You know, when Americans went west, the scouts went first. And they went over the next hill, and they looked for dangers and opportunities. And they came back, and they told the wagon train. So we need scouts. We need educational scouts. And you've got those crazy teachers. They're usually in trouble, right? I love the crazy teachers. Those are the ones I'm really connected with. The three-fingered shop teacher talking about bandsaw safety. He knows from whence he speaks, you know? I always run into one of those guys when I'm talking about this stuff. I have a group of ladies who I talk with twice a year called the Digital Grammys. They called me. They said, we want to learn Twitter and Facebook. I said, why? We want to mentor our grandkids without embarrassing them. They're doing this for free. I do this for free. The room smells like learning, excitement, anticipation, and Bengay. So I'm looking at my phone, and I'm talking to my kid, and I'm saying, son, I want you to show me something that you can do with the phone. And I looked at the phone the way I looked at the guitar when I first got the guitar. And I looked at apps on the iPhone when it first came out to see if any of them were actually anything real or if they were just kind of fun things to play around with. So one of the first apps I found that I really liked was called Pocket Guitar. Pocket Guitar is cool because it turns your phone into the fretboard of a guitar, but you have to know chords. You can't cheat. Raise your hand if you play with Guitar Hero. Guitar Hero. Raise your hand if your kids do that. Yeah? Yeah? I love it because it's getting our kids to like the hair bands of the 80s, and that's cool. But if your daughter is great at Guitar Hero and I hand her a real guitar, can she play it?
No.
So it's not quite there, right? There's going to be a bridge in between. And to me, Pocket Guitar was the first app I saw that looked like a guitar. In fact, you sort of strum it, and you have to know chords. We both lie close together, still in our demo, we can make your way too soon. Although we both lie close together, we feel miles apart inside. See, someone out there is a mighty word. Are you kidding me? The worst part is I can't feel the strings. The best part is I can't feel the strings. Oh my gosh, no blisters. Right? A little different, maybe a little different way to think. I want to show you one more app on here. By the way, I collect these apps and I share with people the ones that I like. This is called Harmonica. Guess what does it do? It's a harmonica for $1.99. Turns my phone into a harmonica.
No.
Don't let just anyone do this to your device. Oh my gosh, let me show you this one. This is so rock. It's called iShred. It's on the iPad, the iPod, and the iPhone. Basically, it's just chords. Steal that sound. I'm teaching kids this, right? Your daughter's never played guitar. She gave up on my teacher. You're going to go A, B, D, G, 1, 2, 3.
Looking back on the memory of
Come on, come on. that.
Wow. Drag bike, yeah.